say a nadam oisa davar shene shaloi. No, you can't ask for a davar shene shaloi since the other tfua doesn't belong to you. You only own the grapes. Your grapes cannot ask for his tfua. So Rashi says like this. Kiddush mizloshim pentaklish osa tfua chaveroi v'chayav l'shalim. That's your base halacha. And other moisa davar shene shaloi. So if you start and put your grapes near somebody else's tfua, you don't make his tfua rasa. Because ein adam oisa davar shene shaloi. That's the loch we hold like Rabbi Yosef Megayet Hilchas Kiddush. Now we boil you. The androgynous mali yom and Shmuel. What would Shmuel say? What's the loch about an androgynous? So Rab said the loch is like Rabbi Yosef. What does Shmuel say though? Toshma kamani of the yom Shmuel. The yom Shmuel Ravonin, that Shmuel said to Ravonin, leisa lebraisa mekalim asnisin. We don't talk from the braisa because of the Mishnah. So who you say what? That he holds like our Mishnah. That Shmuel holds that an androgynous is a vabei zocher. Hakova mali yom Shmuel. What would Shmuel say the locher is by Hakova? How much before Shemitah the after grift? Toshma the yom le Shmuel Ravonin tani command the yom shloishim shloishim. Again, he holds not like Reb Yosi, but he holds 3 days. If it was kolah 3 days before, it's enough. But he holds like Reb Nachman also that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's also a teisvah shemitah. So you have to have 33 days before Rosh Hashanah. That's enough. Kushi, now the loch of Kushi, Mali Yom Rav. What does Rav say? How much of the labor pains patra from Azova? Teiko, we talk, don't know what Rav says about Kushi. Kiddush Mali Yom Rav. How long does Rav say it could be mikiyasa yitfuas chaver or not? What does Rav hold? Amar Rav Yosef Toshma. The Yom Rav Hu Namar Rav. Ein aloch Rav Yosi. Rav holds not like Rav Yosi that a person could ask her tfuas chaver. Omer lo Abayis. Abayis said, my chazas the samchas ho smoich ho. Why are you samich on that one? Samich on this one? The Yom Rav Ad Amar Rav. Aloch Rav Yosi. You see, Rav says aloch is Rav Yosi. Ami be Rav. Man Rav Huna Amar ain halacha. Then who is this according to Rav Huna? And Rav Huna is the one that says ain halacha. So Rashi Mani Rav Huna Perakam Sanhedrin. So Rav Huna come ain halacha. I forgot the Mishnin Nhasam Ami Be Rav Vanuna I know like the Yam Rav Huna. Kitzes Rav Huna himself, and he goof is the one that says ain halacha. Therefore, for sure we hold that he holds ain halacha. Kreb Yosef.
All right, we'll stop.
You hold and pay Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the last Shaila we learned, the last Gemara was that they asked him, Kiddush Mali Yom Rav. What is Rav going to hold by Kiddush? So Amar Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Toshima coming here. The Amar Rav Hun, Amar Rav, Ein Alacha K'Rav Yosef. We do not pass Kin like Rav Yosef. Yeah, Kiddush means again, if your Tfua is growing near somebody else's, your kerim, your vines, your grapes, is growing near somebody else's tfua, can you ask this somebody else or not? That was the machlokes. That Rabbi Yosi and Shimon says, Ein adam oisa davar shene shaloi. So you want to know what does Rav hold Bilchus Kiddush? So first the Gemara says, Amar Rav, that Rav himself holds that Lachu is not like Rabbi Yosi. That a person, if your grapes is growing near somebody else's wheat, you ask for it, it becomes Klai Kerem. Omulay Abaya said back, my chazat the samchas ho, why are you samech what Rav Huna said over the name of Rav? Samech ho, why don't you samech on another memro? The Yom Rav Ada, Yom Rav, that Rav Ada, not Rav Huna, but Rav Ada said over the name of Rav, that Allah Kareb Yaisi, that Allah Riz Kareb Yaisi, that when your grapes go near somebody else's tfuah, the Allah Riz it does not answer it. We hold ain other meiser davishen shaloi. So what do you say Rav holds? Not like Rabbi Yosef. Here Rav Ada said that Rav holds like Rabbi Yosef. So Gemara says Amri be Rav. That was said over in the Beis Medrash. So Rashi says the top of Rashi says Amri be Rav means the Yom Eliel. That we said before. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosef b'andrugnis of Akrova. That we hold like Rabbi Yosef. That Rav says we pass in like Rabbi Yosef. By the case halacha of an androgynous that is a vaday zocher and a bahakova, there can be boyu le'alibayu kiddushmai. So we want to know according to that man the yoma what's the halacha of kiddush. Now, manu, who is this Amri be Rav? That's Rav Huna. It's Rav Huna's the one that said it before. Therefore, Rav Huna Omar ain't halacha. Therefore, we ask the question according to Rav Huna, what does Rav Huna hold? What does Rav hold by Kiddush? So therefore, we want to be pushed and we bring down what Rav Huna himself said, that Rav Huna himself said in the name of Rav, ain halacha k'Rav Yosi. So even though Rav Ada said differently, but we want to know what Rav Huna said. So Rav Huna says clearly that Rav holds ain halacha k'Rav Yosi by Kiddush. Right. Rav Yehuda why metumtim. Rav Yehuda back in the Mishnah says what? If you have a tumtim, that means a person that has a suffix, his mokum is covered up with skin. We don't know if he's a zoch or if he's a kever. We don't know what it is. So Yehuda said in the Mishnah that tumtim shenikra, if the skin was cut open, v'nimsa zoch, we found out that he has an aver, he's a man, is lo yechlitz. He cannot make chalitza in the Mishnah. Why? V'vneishu kisris. Because if you those, if you have such a person, that when he was born covered up, the skin covered him up over there. And later on in life, you make an operation there and uncover it, split it, but such a person remains a Swiss. Such a person is a sterile person, he can't have any children. That's what the Yehuda Shita is. Therefore, he has no Mrs. Chalitza. He's not in the Pasha of Yibo, because he's a Swiss Chama, he can't have children. So Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Ami, my Ovid Le Rebbe Yehuda, what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with this case? The case of Le Tumtum de Beiri. There was a person living in Beiri that was a Tumtum. He was born with his mukum, the aver was covered up. The Oisavu Ave Kursayu. They brought him in to see this hospital, they made an operation there. The Oisavu Ave Kursayu, they brought him into the operation, they operated on him. The Ikra, and they cut his skin over there. And it came out that he was a Zohar, the Oilid Sheva Bonin, and he had 7 children. So what do you see? Even though a man that's born with a Tumtim is born covered up there, if sometimes they cut his skin there and he comes out to be a Zohar, the Zohar is he could have children. So how come Rabbi Yehuda says now Mishnah? He's always a Sris, he's sterile, he can't have children. Here was the Maisa that he did have children. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda himself said, Chayzer Rabbonov Miyein Hein, Enechanami. Rabbi Yehuda holds that this person's wife, and now she became pregnant, not from him, but she has nus with somebody else. So Rabbi said, Enechanami, you better go check out and see who the real father of these children are. Because Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that man is not able to have children. So if his wife gave birth to Pshatish, she lived with other men, and Enechanami, he's not the father. So if Yehuda holds Lishitosai, that a person that's born a Tumtim, and then later it's Nikra, the skin opens up and becomes a Zachar, he cannot have children. Verse says, Tanya, we learned that Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, as Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rabbi Yaisi, said, that Tumtim, a person that's born with his avers covered up, is layechlitz. He can't make chalitza. There's no mitzchalitza. He's the only yavim. He's the only brother alive now. He should not make chalitza. Shema yikra v'nimsa sris chama. Because maybe later on they'll cut there and they'll come out that he's a zohar. But it'll be a person that can't have children. It'll be a sris chama, and therefore there's no mitzvah chalitza. That's why he should not make chalitza. So Gemara first of all asks, Oto kol de mikra zohar hevei. Like right now he's a tumtum. Right now the skin is over there, the mukum is covered up, we don't know what he is. So what are you telling me? He can't make chalitza because maybe he'll get cut there. And it'll come out to be a Swiss chama, better still, who says it'll be a zachar altogether? Why don't you say, maybe they'll cut there, and it'll come out he's in a cave, he's a lady. So what do you have to say? He can't make chalitza because there'll be a Swiss chama. So Gemara says, hochikama. This is what Rabbi Yosi means to say. Shema yikra v'nimsa nekeva. True. Such a person that's right now to tumtum can't make chalitza. First of all, because we're afraid maybe later on in life he'll become a cut there and we'll see it's in the keva. The afilo nimtza zachar, and even if what comes out later is that he's a zachar, the skin gets cut there and it comes out to be a zachar. The lachar is shema yimtza sris chama. Maybe even if he's a zachar, he'll come to be sterile later. And a sterile person doesn't have the mitzvah chalitza. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yudis says, he should not make chalitza. But the churat mashma, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's only min asafik that he can't make chalitza. Whereas there is a tzad to say, there is a way that he will be a zocha later, and maybe he will be able to have children, and that he does have the mitzvah chalitza. So according to Rabbi Yosef, it's only a safik whether he could make chalitza. So in a sofuk we say don't make chalitza. Therefore the Gemara says, my benayu, what's the difference between his father, Rabbi Yehuda, and the son, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda says the person for sure is sterile. For sure he's a Sris Chama. A person that was born a Tumtim, there's no way he could have children. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no mitzvah chalitza at all. According to his son, Rabbi Yosi, there's a suffix, a doubt, if he has chalitza or not. So according to both of them, he's not supposed to make chalitza. So what's the difference? So Amar Rava, Livso b'mokim achin, that's one nafkamina. Let's say there are other brothers. So since there's one brother died without children, and there are three brothers alive, one of the brothers is a tumtim, but they have two normal brothers alive. So what's the halacha? One of those two brothers is supposed to make chalitza or to make yibum. Now what's going to be if this third brother, the tumtim, went and gave her chalitza? So according to Rabbi Yehuda himself that says he's not a bar chalitza, the chalitza means nothing. And the other brothers are still allowed to make yibum if they want. But according to the son, Rabbi Yosi, it's a suffix, it's a doubt, maybe the one that made chalitza is a good chalitza. So on the tzad that it's a good chalitza, the other brothers are not allowed to make yibum anymore. So that's called the chalitza lifso, that's called lifso b'makam achin. In the case where there are other brothers there, if this tumtim makes chalitza, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's called chalitza misafik, the other brothers can't make yibum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like nothing happened, and if the other brothers want, they're even allowed to make yibum. Hu adin v'lach loit shloi b'makam achin, ikra b'nayu. Let's say he's the only brother alive. There were two brothers. One brother died without children. The brother that's alive now is a tumtim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, she goes out free. There's no mitzvah chalitza, and she's not a yivama. According to the son, Rabbi Yosi, she's a suffik yivama, because maybe this tumtim now will become a zocher, and maybe will be able to have children. So according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he has to give chalitza. But Makim, there's no other brothers. He would have to give chalitza. Omer Rav Shmuel b'Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Abba, Achvod Rabbi Yehuda b'Azavda, the brother of Rabbi Yehuda b'Azavda, that Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rav, that Yehuda said over the name of Rav, that Andrugnis Chayov Molov Skilo Mishnei Mekoymus. That's what Rav holds. That an Andrugnis, again, Andrugnis is a person that has both simonim. He has a mokum like a zocher, like an aver, and he also has a mokum like an isha. He has both things there. So now we say he has loch like a zocher, that if another man lives with him, he's chayev skila, that's called mishkav zocher. Rav holds, what about if the other man lives with him, b'makom, that he has like an isha? Is he chayev koris there also? So Rav holds, yes, that it's called mishkav a zocher, it's called a man. Even his makom that's like an isha, he's also called a man. So if another man lives with him in that place, he's also chayev skila. That's what Rav holds. That Andrugnes, Chayav, and Molovskila, Mishtei, Mekoymes. Both places, there's an Issa of Mishkav Zocher. Versus Meitzvah, have a kasher on this. Rabbi Eliezer Omar, Andrugnes, Chayav, and Molovskila, Kibbe Zocher. The Andrugnes said, Rabbi Eliezer says that an Andrugnes is Chayav Skila, if somebody has Mishkav Zocher, Mashma, like a Zocher. The Medivor, Mamurim, he says clearly, Bezachra Shaloi. Only if somebody else lives with him in the makam of his zachrus. Now, if his zeva goes into somebody else, or somebody else comes into him, his makam of zachrus. Avo benikev shaloi. But if another man lives with this andrugnis and goes into the makam that looks like an isha, his taka potter. So, of course, you see, it's not like Rav. How could Rav serve an andrugnis? Both mekoymis is called like a man, and somebody else is chayiv skila. Here at Smashman, no, the makam that's like an isha is some of a man comes there. He's not chayiv skila. It's not called mishkevei zocher. So Mara says, and achlamis amachlekes anoyim. And who the yom akiyai tana? I'll tell you, Rav holds like another tana. True, Rabbi Eliezer holds that an androgynous is only a zocher b'makam zachris. B'makam the kevus is not a zocher. But there is a Tanya that holds in both places is called a Zohar. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Simoy Oimer, Andrugnis Chayav Molav Skilo Mishnei Mekoymes. And Andrugnis Takis Chayav Skilo in both places. So you see clearly, this is Rabbi Simoy's halacha. Now, and Rav holds like Rabbi Simoy. Now, my time with Rav Simoy, what's the reason of Rav Simoy? How come we say even the makom, the place that looks like an isha? Why, if another man goes there, is he chayes skilu for mishkev ezocher? So Mar says, Omar Rav Bar Amduri, asavrili, I'll tell you like this. Omar Rav, Rav said, has Bar Amduri asavrili, that Bar Amduri explained it to me, that the Pasuk says, v'yezocher lo tishkaf, mishkev isha. That a Zohar is not allowed to live with another man the way of a Mishkav Isha, the way they live with an Isha. A Zeyu Zohar Shiesh Poshtei Mishkavis. What's called a Zohar, a man that has two types, two places to live with? Have a Yoimezu Andrugnis. That's called an Andrugnis. And the Pasuk says both places is the Isser Mishkav Zohar. So that's the right term Simoi to Rav, that both places is called Mishkav Zohar. So what did Rabbanan do with this? Rabbanan say no, that the Andrugnis is potter the mokim the isha. Why? So he says, Afagav yispe shtei mishkavois, even though an Andrugnis has two places there, but es zocher ksiv. The Pasuk says, v'yes zocher. So Rashi v'achikomer, es achrusoi shamishi yespe shtei mishkavois lo tishkav. A person like an Andrugnis that has two places there, you're only not allowed to live with him. The chiyaskila is the mokim the zachrus. But then, Achnami, that mokum, it looks like an isha, there's no issa skila, you're not chayev skila. That's not called the mishkevei zocher. Freddy Gemara. For Rabbonin, zocher greide minolu, this Rashi learns that a regular zocher, a regular person, how do we know there's an issa mishkevei zocher, a regular man? Rashi's Mishlam of the Reb Simoi, the Yez Zocher means Kol Zocher in B'mashma. Mishkevei is the Rabbis, Mishkevei Sheini Shel Andrugnis. Ela le Rabbonin de mi boil hu Zocher, le muten e kevos the Andrugnis, Zocher greide min olu. It's according to the Rabbonin, maybe only chai ban an Andrugnis. Such a person that has two places, then b'mokam Zachrus Yechayiv. But maybe a regular man, maybe there's no issa in the rice of Mishkevei Zocher. How do you know by regular man there's an issa Mishkevei Zocher? Have the Gemara Me'isha. So Bach says the Gisa should be Mi'ves Isha. The Mi'ves Isha Mashma, any Zocher is Chayiv. For the Gemara Be'isha Shaloi Kedarka Minolahu. How do you know Yechayiv by Shaloi Kedarka? Have the Gemara Mi'ves Isha. When the pasuk of Mi've'isha, so Rashi says, "Loi kedarkin minolu bein lama devi biyal inyan einshin shel arroyis hoyer lamafki lahay mishkevei landrugnis." In other words, how do we know when a person has even by an isha, when there's an erva, you're not allowed to live with your sister? How do we know yichayiv kor is not only if you live with your sister the normal manner, even a mishkav sheloi kedarka on the back? How do you know if you go into her on the back also yichayiv kor? How do we know? So Bishleima, we hold, we usually bedarshin Mishkevei Isha. Usually bedarshin Mishkevei Isha means that even when you go into a zocher, it's also called a mishkav, like an isha. So that's how usually we know that, just like the Torah says, two men living together means the man goes into the other man's back. That's called a mishkav. That yichayiv skilam. Who are then by an isha also? An isha that's also to you. You're not allowed to live with her even on the back also. But now we're asking, according to us, though, now we're using this pasuk for Andrugnis. How do we know by an isha the din is Shaloi Kedarka also Yechayiv? That the Gemara says, Mi've Isha. Next Shavuot, Mi've Isha, we learn out that by regular Isha also Yechayiv if you live with a Shaloi Kedarka. Any one of the Erevas, your mother, your sister, you're not Chayiv Skila Karis only if you live with a Kedarka, but even if you live with a Shaloi Kedarka on the back, also Yechayiv Misa. Fight Omer Rav Shizbi, Omer Rav Chizda. Loi la koyol Omer Rav Lez Andrugnis Zochem al Yehu. So even though in our Mishnah Rav Lez Shittur is that an Andrugnis has a din like a Vaday man, therefore Rav Lez says in the Mishnah that if an Andrugnis a Kain, you have an Andrugnis that his father was a Kain, he's a Kain. And if he gets married, Rav Lez holds he's a Vaday Zochar, and if he gets married, his wife is called an Eshes Kain, she's a Lari Truma. So the Gemara says, now Reb Lezer doesn't say according to all halachis that an adroigness is a vaday zocher. For certain halachis, Reb Lezer's maybe it's a sofik. Okay, an adroigness is a person that has both simonim, a zocher and a nekeva. So Rav Chisda is saying, Loi lachol, not for everything, Omer Rav Elazar and Dreg Nezochem Al Yehu. Shematoy Meken, if you say like that, the Mekdoshim Yaktish. By Mekdoshim, it should become Kodesh. If you have an animal that's an androgynous, you have an animal that has both simonim, simon zachris and simon akavis, it should become kodesh. And the locher is it's not. So therefore you see Reb Lezer by Yichus Kodeshim agrees that an androgynous is not called a vadai zocher. So tomorrow we know on the loy kodesh, how do we know taka the kedusha is not chal on an animal that's an androgynous? How do we know that? That you can't make a kodesh, you can't become a korban, you can't be, you have an animal that has two simonim, zachris and akavis, you can't use it for korban. How do we know this? So Tana Rabbanim learned like this. Hanirva. If you have an animal that lived with an isha. Hanirva means that it's nirva. That means it's a male animal that lived with an isha. Or else we have muksa. An animal muksa means you set it aside to worship to make it into an avodah zarah. The hanevat. Or your mamish worshipped it. Hamuksa means it's just set aside to be used for an avodah zarah. You didn't use it yet. Vahanevad means also if you have an animal that they already worshipped it to be they made it into avodah zarah already. Vahyestnan, you have an animal that you paid off a zayna. You lived with the zayna and you gave for the pay an animal. The Torah says such an animal esnan you're not allowed to use for a korban. Or mechir, or if you sell a dog to somebody and he gives you an animal in return, that animal cannot be used for a korban. Now it also says there, v'tumtim v'yadrugnis. The loch is, if you have an oif, if you have a bird, that's a tumtim, a bird that's a tumtim, a bird that's an androgynous, the loch is, metamim begodim abeis ablia. It has a dintumah. Because if you have this bird, that's a tumtim or an androgynous, and you are makdash it, and you made a malika, what do you do with an oif tor? With an oif that's a carbon, you have to make a malika. A malika only helps if it's a carbon. If the bird can't become a carbon, if it's a regular chulundika bird, it's trifus. It's a trife. Now how do you eat a bird? You have to make a shchita on a bird. Only if it's a kutchim, then you're allowed to make a malika, you stick your thumb through it. There it says if somebody made a malika on an oif, that they will makdish this oif. But the oif was a tumtim. The oif was an androgynous. The locher is, if you make a malika, it's like a trefa, it's a nevela, and the locher is metamim begodim aves abliya. When you eat it, it has tumas nevela on it, and the locher is, if you eat a life tor, if you eat nevela life tor, if you have a bird that died by itself, and you eat the meat now, it's metamiyu aves abliya. That means when you eat the meat, it's metamiyu, a chiddush. If you touch it, it's not metamiyu. On the Velas Oif Tor, the only way it's Matama person is when you eat it, when you swallow it down, that's the Chiddush Gzeras HaKosiv, then it's Matama your body. If you stomp, touch a dead bird, it's not Matama you. So this bird now becomes Tummy. Rabbi Lezer says, Tumtim v'yadroidnis ain't Matama begodim abeis abluya. They're not Matama abeis abluya. Sure, Rabbi Lezer says like this, Komokam shenema zocher in a keva atamoitzi tumtim v'yadroidnis. Rav Lezer says, if you have a bird that you are makdish it, you made it into a korban ola saif, but the bird was a tumtim and an adrugnis. Rav Lezer says the kedusha is chal on the bird, and therefore if you make a malika on the bird, it's not on the vela. You're allowed to eat it. If you eat it, it's not matamiyu. Rav Lezer says if you have a bird that's an adrugnis or tumtim, and you are makdish it and you made a malika on it, it's a kosher bird. It's kosher for the korban, and therefore Rav Lezer says that Tumtum v'yadrugnus, again, ain metamim begodim abeis abliya. If you had this bird that was a korban, and you made a malika on it, the malika helps. You're allowed to eat it now. It's not tummy, it's not a nevela, it's not metamim you when you eat it. Why not? Why is it called a good korban? Why? So Gemara says, Shoyi Reb Lezer, why Reb Lezer said like this, that komokam shenema zocher in a keva, whenever the Torah says you need a zocher, by korbanos, by animals, the other post says you have to bring a zocher, you have to bring in a keva. So we say, it's no good then. When the Torah says you have to bring in a keva for the animal, and the keva means a vada and a keva. An androgynous is no good for the korban. When the Torah says you have to have a zocher, an androgynous, an animal that's an androgynous is no good. But for yoif, mashenk, when you bring a korban oif, whenever the Torah talks about bringing a bird for a korban, the Torah never says the word zocher on a keva by a knife. Now, since the Torah didn't say the word Zochar Nekeva, Iyatim Maitza Tumta V'Adrugnus Mibinayim, you don't have the right to say it's no good, but rather it is good. So you see clearly, why is a knife good? Because the Pasuk does not say Zochar Nekeva. Therefore, Nadrugnus is good. Mashenkin by Kabonis, by animals, when the Torah says you have to bring a Zochar, if you bring an animal that's an Nadrugnus, it's a Pasuk of carbon. Even though Rabbi Yudish Shittur is that an Nadrugnus is called a Zochar, so you see, it's loy l'koyl, not for all halachis. Vilchos kodeshim, by animals we say no. An animal that's an adroidness is not called a vadei zocher. Therefore, by kabonis, when the Torah says zocher, means you have to have a vadei zocher, an animal that's an adroidness is no good. So you see, Rabbi Lezer doesn't say it l'koyl. Versus Vaitis, same chiddush, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. We also learned like this. That what? Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Haklai.